Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hello, podcast people. Thanks for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast, bringing you all the best bits from Monday, the 15th of December show. Does it sound like I just stand in a studio and read that and then think I've got to get to my car because it's running out? They'd be right. Anyway, in another 20-minute chunk of Pure Radio Girl, now this bit I'm being honest about, you will hear some of this.
Craig David.
Bits of this.
Oh, that will be hilarious.
And a drop of this. JLS, on the night of their big show, are sitting having peri-peri chicken. I love that idea. So please enjoy this week's podcast. And remember, Santa knows if you're naughty or nice.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Okay, let's welcome our special guest. Would you please... For Craig David.
Timing. How
are you,
sir?
Yeah. Oh, I'm very well. How are you?
Very good.
How very nice to see you.
It's good to be here.
I haven't seen you for years.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's been a long time.
It has. And really, you haven't aged at all.
Well, the beauty in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, well,
so thank you.
Honestly, you know, all right. That's, do you know, I just paid someone a compliment. I might get criticised for never giving compliments.
That was great. So I enjoyed that. Thank you.
There we go. Exactly. So tell me, why did you decide to do a greatest hits album now? Does it include... Is that like track one?
It has to.
Is it track one?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't think it's track one. I think it's like in the mix.
Huh? Not track
one. I think Feel Me in 7 Days are in the
top three
sort of the track listing. But one record company saying we'd like to put greatest hits out.
Yeah,
that always is going to come at some point in your career.
Yeah,
I mean, 4 studio records in, so it was like, and there's been a lot of hits, thankfully, on those 4 albums. So I didn't feel too bad about releasing the greatest hits. I think it's changed. The way in which people receive music has changed, obviously, with the way in which you can go and download music instantly and create your own compilation of
yeah,
music.
Yeah, exactly, of course.
So I think albums to the young kid is slightly diminished, because why would you really buy greatest hits? Because you can just put it together right now in front of your computer. So for me, having a fan base of people who've grown up with greatest hits and know what they're about, I felt I had the beauty of being able to release one now. Because I think in 10 years' time, people won't... Why would you buy a greatest hits? You know what I mean? It'd just be like, just download your music and put on a CD and off you go.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think that's a really good point in case. So you've done the old rewind era, got rid of that era, and then, of course, came, well, what is one of my favourite eras? No, not this era, no.
What's your flavour? Has to be something.
No. One of my favourite was this. Yeah, that one. 6 of 1 thing.
You see, you're about to let loose then, and people can't really see that, but you're about to absolutely break out then. And it didn't. There was the clip wasn't long enough.
No, don't worry. There are 3 more. 6 of 1 thing. And then I get to break loose. Then we get to do a duet.
I see.
Okay, you just need to know.
It's all slowly mounting. People are talking.
People are talking about how good Alexandra was with Whitney. Beyonce.
As you do. Yeah. I mean, they sometimes morph into each other sometimes.
She looked more like Whitney to me than she looked like Beyonce. Yeah. But just you wait till you hear the Craig David, Andy Peters. Oh yeah, we're going to do some real music. Yeah. So tell me, do people keep coming up to you going, I never knew you looked so buff, for want of a better word.
Yeah,
or if you're in North London, they say tonk. And if you're in South London, they say
hench.
So you're looking hench, Peters. Yeah. But you trained with a boxing trainer. See, I would be, the trainer who trained me for Men's Health cover, June 2007, he was a boxing trainer as well, but didn't do any boxing with me.
No, I couldn't. I think you've got to find what it is that that stimulates you when you're training. Because if you hate every time you wake up to go and train, it's not going to work. Do you know what I mean?
I loved it.
Boxing's fun.
Craig David's going to be back in about 10 minutes' time, by the way, although I know he's listening outside, because he knows we're about to do his favourite bit of the show, which is what we call the rewind. Hey, you see? It all makes it... He's laughing. He thinks it's funny. And I think it's funny too. Right. Listen. I know I've done that joke before, but it still makes me laugh. Right, okay. This is where I tell you about an old copy of Heat magazine, and you've got to try and guess which year it's from. So we picked the same week. This edition is in December, from the 14th to the 20th. I'm going to tell you about the magazine. You've got to try and guess what the year was.
This is Heat.
On the front cover, Jade Goody. I have to say, how many front covers can she be on? How I Lost All That Weight. Only in Heat. She shows you her step-by-step guide to a better body. Oh, hasn't Heat magazine got so much better since these days? Also, inside, on this page here, right in the front, pictures from pop stars The Rivals. This is really a blast from the past. One of these bands will make it a Christmas number one. Will it be the girls that the bookies were offering 9-2? Or will it be the boys who the bookies were offering 4-7? Makes the boys the favourite. Look at that band of boys. Never a more motley crew have you ever seen in your life. The girls were called Girls Aloud, and they still are. The boys were called One True Voice. A voice that was obviously never to be heard again. Also in this edition, on the next page, It was the first year of Celebrity Big Brother in the house, Mark Owen. Did he manage to win that year or didn't he? What was the year? And, oh dear, that, do you remember that awful picture of Daniella Westbrook? Oh, it's absolutely horrible, where the bit of her nose at the bottom had gone because of allegedly too many drugs. Oh no, I can say that because it says here quite clearly, after nearly 2 years off drugs, Daniella's nose is growing again. That is a really shocking picture. I'd forgotten quite about that. And she's got an old school phone, kind of phone I still use. So those are the stories making the headlines in a past edition of Heat magazine. But what was the year? If you want to have a little think, well, do that. And I'll tell you a little bit later in the podcast if you're right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Right now, I have with me a man who may well have a thing or two to say about the X Factor final. It's Heat TV critic Boyd Hilton. Are you not TV editor now?
I've been TV editor for years. I'm actually now reviews and TV editor. How about that?
Oh, they all answer to you?
Everyone.
Whatever they're reviewing.
Whatever, exactly.
Oh, you learn something new every day. So, it's been a big weekend for reality shows.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
That was you and me both, actually.
Shattered.
X-Factor, are you happy with the fact that she won?
Of course, yeah. She had to win. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay.
You're looking a bit... No, you don't agree?
No, I'm over the moon, she's happy. I was just momentarily distracted, that was all.
Unbelievably distracted during our absolutely fascinating and important chat.
Yeah, but I was momentarily distracted because it pertained to something you and I talked about earlier, which, of course, we're now not going to tell anybody what it was.
No.
Because we're not allowed to.
Yeah, she had to win, and thankfully... Lord at the mercy, she won, and it would have been as Simon Cowell himself said on Extra Factor. Did you see the great moment where he kind of said, if she hadn't have won, there would have been riots on the streets?
I agree, there would have been. And I've said it and I'll say it again, the fact that when she sang with Beyonce, I literally tingled. I thought it was amazing.
You didn't cry. Most people cried. No, you just tingled.
I didn't cry.
There was a lot. There was a lot of tear shedding.
It's a television show.
You never cry, though, do you? When's the last time you cried?
Oh, Merlin episode 11. It was so sad. It was so
still talking about Merlin.
Yeah, honestly, it's a really good show.
All right. Okay. Yeah. No, it's good.
You're such a meanie. It's such a good show. And what about Peter Kay? Because that aired this week as well.
No, that's on Friday. That's coming up.
No, there was one on Sunday.
Oh, the video? Oh, no, there was a repeat.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
There was a repeat
of the show, which you were, just because you were in it.
No, I'm just mentioning just that there was
on. Okay. But the new one that's coming up, this is the sequel, effectively, to the show that you're in.
Peter What's K's it called?
Britain. It's called Peter Kay's Britain's Gone Extra Pop Factor and Then Some 2 Plus 1.
Nice, snappy title.
Yeah.
Good.
Making fun there of the two things, of the extra thing, the shows, the kind of shows that sometimes you get involved in, where they have the behind-the-scenes addendum shows, shall we call them?
We call them
the
hammock
sister
shows.
Show. Hammock.
We call them hammock shows.
Oh, I like it. In the business.
In the business.
Well, it's a hammock show spoof. Yep. Anyway, so yeah, the lovely Ben Shepherd, formerly of this very show, is hosting it. And I haven't seen it yet, no one's seen it yet. Still editing it out here. but it's going to be amazing. Channel 4, 9 o'clock Friday. And the first show was the biggest show of the year on Channel 4.
That's correct,
So this will be probably the even bigger show.
I wonder how the repeat did, actually. I wonder if it did well, because watching it the day after The X Factor would be quite amusing.
It would be, yeah. But you're clearly only watching it to watch yourself in it again.
Yeah, obviously.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's the best bit of the whole show, I've
Well,
heard.
Of course.
Boyd Hilton, look, have a lovely Christmas.
And you? I think we're seeing each other before Christmas.
Boyd Hilton, I get to see you one more time before Christmas next Monday.
Exactly.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Have a lovely week and I'll see you then.
And to you.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
Let's welcome back our special guest, Craig David. Your songs are marvellous.
Thank you.
And I don't just say that because you're here, because I'm just looking at Phil, the producer. Being honest, I think you're one of the people I've never slagged off, even if you weren't in the room.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he's on my list, isn't he? He's on my list of people I like. Yeah, girls allowed. Oh, dear.
Not your cup of tea?
Oh, dearie me.
No.
The only thing I will say is that I've begun to like Cheryl.
Okay.
Because of the X Factor.
Yeah, she's a nice girl.
Which has meant I've now liked the band a little bit more.
But you weren't feeling it from the start, no?
Oh, dear me. Oh. There's one song from there. It's the only song I literally would like. It's palatable. The rest of it, I can't bear it.
No,
not at all. But there we go.
That's the way it's got to be. You've got to have an opinion.
Yeah, and also, that's what I love about music. I can hate something and you can love it. And I think it's one of those things that we all have a different view about one piece of music that someone has crafted.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's quite a good thing. I think it's healthy. Okay, but now, talking of views, I want to hear your views on the following.
Hey, me.
It's hot or not. You tell me if it's hot or not and why.
Okay.
Quite simply, okay? X Factor.
Hot.
Why?
Only because I think it's actually given the music industry, as much as love it or hate it, TV, reality, music shows, it's ignited albums. An artist goes on there, next thing you'll see your album fly out the charts. So I think record companies and artists as a whole have been like, it's a good thing. Because I'm aware records have been sold outside of that. Do you mean
just not from the contestants' point of view, from people going, like,
from artists going on yeah. Absolutely. Britney going on stage, and I mean, or Seal jumping on, yeah. all the X Factors around the world as well.
Yeah.
The impact they've had on sales have been incredible. So it's been a good thing for artists.
Good. Bo Selector.
It's definitely not going to be hot, really, is it?
It's not going to be
the hottest look in the world. I'd have to say not.
Okay, funny.
Relentless. That is the only thing. I mean, to be honest, I can take a pop on the chin. It's all good, but it's relentless. Like, come on, man. How many times do you want to do it? Come on the show to even show some love.
Okay,
and you still want to go on.
But if I stood here now and went crying, would you be like, punch me?
It sends like a little shiver down the spot, but not how it used to.
Right,
now
okay.
I can. Now it's like, you know what? It's almost a bit of a tired, played out line where I have the sort of moment of like,
yeah, whatever.
Do you think you're the first person who's ever done that? We could have banter on that.
Yeah,
but
okay. In that case, I'll do it. Craig David. Just like I said.
No. You've got to. It's formed like a bit of like a Tourette's with people. It's like I have to. And I can understand why. If there's a show that you've been hammering a line at, why would you not? You see me. I've got to say it, but
yeah, exactly.
It was a bit tired after a while. It slowly but surely slowed down.
Tayo Cruz.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
because
UK artist who's making moves, you got to support your own. Do you know what I mean? We're very quick in this country to kind of be like, oh, whatever, forget that. But then we're saying at the same time, we complain about not having enough British talents breaking out of the UK. You've got to support your own.
Okay, wicked. Your new album, The Greatest Hits, is out to purchase. I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been.
It's absolutely been
Thank
my,
you very
my.
Much. Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Christmas, what are you doing for Christmas? Anything interesting?
See my parents down to Southampton, see what they're up, they're up to, and hopefully get some break away somewhere for a week.
Okay, we could also, ladies and gentlemen, Craig David is leaving the house. And how ironic, we're about to play Girls Aloud.
This is Heat.
Hey, this is Andy on the very latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the very best of last week's show. But don't forget, there's loads of other good shows on Heat Radio. Here's a favourite bit of mine from the Diet Coke break last week when they spoke to Timmy Mallett.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
What have you ever done to Robert Kilroy Silk is the question everyone at Heat Towers wants to know, because he doesn't like you very much, does he?
Oh, God bless him. I thought that was hilariously funny.
He got really wound up by you, didn't he?
Yeah, clearly he wasn't happy when I was laughing, because... Look, it's funny when somebody gets custard pied, and if it'd been you, I'd have been laughing. If it'd been me, I'd have been laughing. And it just happened to be Robert Kilroy Silk, who's a little delicate. I think we say he's not a man with a short fuse, he's a man with no fuse.
Very serious gentleman, isn't he?
Oh, well,
but
there
then you would wonder why someone so serious might go on I'm a Celebrity, but hey, there we go.
I think that's one of the fun things about the show, isn't it? Is that, you know, you sign away your dignity, and if you can't laugh at yourself, then, you know, you're struggling a bit, aren't you?
Absolutely. Now, look, I need to ask you about Biff Baff Boff in a minute, but first, Panto, you're back, but haven't you ended up, obviously you're in Western, you're Smee this year in Peter Pan, haven't you got there well into the rehearsals? Are you miles behind?
Oh yes, I've missed the first week and a half of rehearsals, so it's a matter of turning up and they slotting you in and saying, this is what you're doing here, and the script has clearly changed as well, because it's got to have some jungle references now.
Of course,
and the cooking scene suddenly a Bush Tucker trial, and Biff Baff Boff needs to be in there, and you know, there's lots of things from the jungle experience needing to be fitted in, so that's quite interesting working those things out. And I landed at home on Monday, unpacked, repacked, said hello to the family, and was straight off down to Weston-super-Mare. So
goodness,
it's been quite a manic week, really. And you find yourself thinking, where am I? What time are we in?
Yeah, you must know whether you're coming or going. When do you open, Timmy?
Tuesday.
Well, crikey, you've not got long at all.
No, it's less than that. I mean, it just gets shorter and shorter. And I'm away tomorrow to go and do the Sunday night project. We're recording that.
Oh, that will be hilarious.
Oh, I think they're great, aren't they, Alan and Justin?
I don't think they'll be able to cope with you somehow. It's going to be brilliant. Obviously, I imagine you'll be taking the mallet, will you?
I think it's obligatory, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Now, tell me, Biff Baff Boff, what's happening? So in the jungle, you and David were talking about releasing it. Was it you or David mentioning getting Madonna involved? It was David, wasn't it?
No, don't get her involved. No, we've got actually Barry Upton from Steps. He produced them, so he's working on the song at the moment, and we're going to record our vocals on it later this week. He'll come down to Weston and record the vocals during rehearsals. So,
brilliant.
You know, I'll do one verse, go and act a scene, come and do the next chorus and carry on like that. So that'll be quite
interesting. Go on, get that number one for us, Timmy. We're right behind you at Heat. Timmy, thank you very much.
Bye.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Yes, we championed them all the way to the semi-final. We championed them into second place. Marvin from JLS, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Peters.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Andy. Really, really, really good.
So, very good. It's been an amazing, amazing journey. Firstly, commiserations.
Thank you. I want to say that, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's been amazing. I think, you know, for us to finish second is, you know, just incredible. We never would have believed that from the start. And, you know, to finish runner-up to Alex, she's a worthy winner, you know. So we're over the moon. It's been incredible from day one.
What have the last 2 days been like? What was Sunday like? Describe your Sunday to me.
Well, we didn't get to bed until about 5 in the morning.
Wow.
And then we was up about 10. And we had to basically sort of pack our stuff and leave the hotel where we were staying.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did we do? I went home and went for a nice meal with my mum and dad and just had a bit of nice quality time with my family, you know?
Yeah.
And today we've had lots of meetings with management people, record company people. So it's all exciting. Everything's looking very, very positive. And, you know, we should be going into the new year with, you know, big things happening for JLS next year.
And, I mean, you've already had last week, we saw the scenes in Croydon in London.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it was reminiscent of the Take That era. It was reminiscent of, you know, the Boyzone era. Was that a really big shock to your system?
Of course, yeah. I mean, that was, like, just craziness. I mean, we didn't actually see how bad it was. I think about 4 or 5 o'clock when, you know, the school kids were released from school, it was just...
Released. It's not a penalty to go to school when the kids were released from school.
Well, when they got there, it was just crazy, and the police wouldn't let us arrive until about 7 o'clock after the crowds had died down a bit. So, I mean, yeah, you know, that's just amazing, and we know that there's a big fan base out there, and you know, due to everyone that's voted for us, you know, we're so thankful to everybody. And you know, we just need to deliver good music to these people now and, you know, say thank you back in that way. You know, I think that's what everyone's expecting from us. And, you know, that's, you know, first and foremost, we want to get in the studio now. Obviously, we've got the tour next year, which is going to be great through February and March. I think it's about 5 weeks.
Wow.
Where the top 8 acts from the show are going to be performing. And then, yeah, we just want to get in the studio and start recording music, which is, you know, what we're here to do.
Okay. I mean, you are a fully fledged band now. What will you do for Christmas? Will you just try and take it easy?
Yeah, definitely. Spent some quality time with the family. It's just, you know, nice to be back in sort of normality with our family yesterday. Mm. Even though, you know, we went to a restaurant and I still got mobbed in there. It was funny.
Did you go Nando's?
No, I didn't go to Nando's yesterday.
Oh, okay.
We went Nando's on Saturday just before the show.
Did you really?
We love Nando's.
In Wembley?
Yes.
Hilarious. Just funny, JLS on the night of their big show are sitting having peri-peri chicken. I love that idea.
We love Nando's. But yeah, no, yesterday it was just really nice, you know, just to get away from everything, just be with my family, the people that you know, obviously know me best. So it's just really, really nice. And looking forward to Christmas, and you know, we'll be very, very excited to get going in the new year.
Excellent. Well, look, Marvin, I know you're obviously, because you've all gone to your home lives now, so you haven't got the other boys with you. Will you send them all the best from us? We were gutted you didn't win, but we're so proud of you for coming second. And
thank
as you,
you
say,
Andy.
Second to Alexandra, there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No way.
You know, she is phenomenal. You're phenomenal. One of you had to win. And it just went her way.
Thank
you for being committed to coming on our show.
No worries. And thank you to everyone that listens to Heat. You know, thanks for your support. And, you know, it's been incredible. And we can't be thankful enough. And as I said, you know, we're going to make everybody proud now.
Excellent. Marvin from JLS, new superstar band for next year. Thank you very much indeed.
This is Heat.
Did you guess the year? The final of Popstars The Rivals, the first Celebrity Big Brother finishing. And, of course, it was December the 15th. 2002.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
And here's some exclusive bits from Craig David that you didn't hear on the radio.
Heat Radio.
You do this thing, Craig. You're here, and then you go away, and then you come back again. Do you just like long holidays?
Some would say that. I mean, part of me would say yes. You know what it is? Sometimes you need to kind of go away to actually to be appreciated again. If you constantly keep putting music out, So, I mean, there's striking while the iron's hot. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if it's too much, people are like, another record. Or you go to radio with another song. So you need to almost kind of go away, mm-hmm. spend some time, let some other things sort of happen, come back with a fresh album. Mm-hmm. And then I think people then, there's anticipation for your new record, which I think you need to do. It's changed a little bit now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The last few years.
Yeah.
Now it's almost you need to kind of keep it moving because albums have changed.
What with internet and all those things.
Oh, yeah, I know. Internet's changed it.
BeatTunes, whatever it's called. So let's rewind back to the beginning. When you first came out and started your The Life of Craig David, did you ever imagine you'd be where you are 8 years on?
No.
Because let's be honest, working with someone called The Artful Dodger, I'd have thought, do you know what? I might get a part in Oliver, but that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like sort of more, sir, please. Yeah. You know what? It was a case of music I was making with The Artful Dodger was stuff that I felt would work in the clubs. It was all about being a DJ at the time. Yeah. I was playing out and I just wanted to get tracks that it was great to know someone that you could go into a studio, make a record and then go into the club the later on that day and then play it. Little did I know that those songs would then turn into the big club anthem of Rewind.
Yeah.
Which that you got you should have played it that time. Timing, sir.
Thank
you. See?
Okay,
come on.
Right.
And at that point then it all kind of just led into me then getting into my solo career, my signed and the next thing fill me in and the rest is history. So I never thought it would actually span out. Mm-hmm. One, to have the success so much at the start and to actually have like 8 year career and to be here with the greatest hits and then going on to the next record. So you're always trying to evolve as an artist and you're always trying to put music out that is relevant, but at the same time recognising that you're only as good as your last song. So as much as the 13 million records that have been sold, I recognise that I'm only as good as that last track that I've written. Mm-hmm. So if you try to sort of live your whole life on the basis of how many you've sold before, albums you've had before, you will crash and burn.
Right.
So being at greatest hits and being at this place of knowing that this current music that people are still feeling is the most important thing for me right now.
So what's going to happen next year?
Album number 5. So that's, I'm excited about that because I've been able to reflect over the last 8 years with this greatest hits. And you know what? It's, again, it's all about, you're one song away from being top boy. That's all the way I see
it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So same like when I look at Rihanna. Rihanna was kind of this nice girl from Barbados, some nice kind of club tracks. Yeah. And the next thing, one hit, Umbrella, and it blows the whole thing. Mm. So for me, it's just a case of making sure the next album is almost like a compilation record. It has to, each song individually should feel like you could release it as a single.
Right.
Because if you don't, kids will just take 5-6 songs of it and leave the rest of it because they'll be like, you can't fool us with those 2 songs and the rest of the album being album fillers, which record labels did for years. And I've always tried to maintain that there's consistency, but even more so as a songwriter, you've got to make sure they all feel like singles. Nothing, no 10-minute songs of you at the top of the Himalayas inspired, no one cares. Give me fast food, McDonald's, give me a milkshake, a Big Mac, and I'm off.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
If you don't give it to me, some other artist will give it to me, and that's the mentality.
Okay, that's all for this week's podcast. Make sure you join us on the next show. That's Monday from 8 p.m. See you then.
Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.